What's good?
We back. You know, I'm sorry. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Loki, the hiatus we took on me, I did the fall. All right. But we back. Episode 101 of Struggle Studio Podcast. I'm Grant, joined by the two hosts, Cassius and CJ.
What's up?
Feels good.
Before we get started, let's do a little housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram, Struggle Studio _. We also have a TikTok and a gaming channel, which is going crazy, all right? Struggle Studio Gaming on YouTube. Just tie that bitch in. Boom, we right there. We've been hitting our shit. All right? Oh, yeah. I feel like we've been in a stride. Definitely. All right, we've been doing court cases, fucking album parties. I mean, album release parties. We've just been going crazy. Overall, good content over there, you know? It's definitely more active than the podcast channel right here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you see more of us, Go right there.
Is he calling in?
Damn. Do I lie? Okay, live. Let's see if Steve sells.
Hello, is this Steve?
Yeah.
This is three of the Struggle Studios members. Was calling to see if you want to join us on Discord, but you know, well, I know you're retired and everything.
What did he say?
Probably not right now.
Dang, you heard it live. Yeah. Steve voted. All right, Steve, we'll talk to you later.
Nothing new. And this is some more grammar news. It's going to get out of the room, bro. RIP Takeoff, bro. RIP the Migos, you know. As a group, you know.
That hit me hard, bro. I thought about it because obviously the initial shock of like finding out that Takeoff passed away. And then I thought, damn. Migos is officially done. Like, as we know, Migos is over with, you know. Can't replace them. Can't add my new. It'll never be the same, you know.
I'm saying.
So, when you first found out, Grant, like, how'd you feel? Like, what were you thinking?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. The way I found out, I really didn't like it, all right? My girlfriend woke me out of bed. You hear me? Woke me out of sleep.
My suit!
So, she woke me up, and then just told me that, like, I was on Instagram for, like, a couple hours, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then, I think, like, I had him on live. But when I first found out, I was like, bro, like, it didn't sink in yet. Like Takeoff. Mm-hmm. I feel like Takeoff. I feel like the Migos is probably like top seven like rap artists. You know, like even that group alone or just like standalone artists.
Yeah.
I think my top favorite artist is probably like Drake. You know, Drake, Bryson, Trippy, X.
Drake
Twice. That's right. Damn. Out of pocket right now. But the Migos definitely somewhere in that like that small range of my top favorite artists. And you know, just seeing Takeoff, you know, getting killed for something that he didn't really have no part in.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
And even if you don't think like Migos are like, the best rappers ever, you cannot deny the influence. You cannot deny I feel like they really make like the, I know the old heads, like, oh, ad-libs been a while, but like their ad-libs made it like more iconic. Like you kind of listen for like people's ad-libs now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I know Grit said this earlier. I think Takeoff kind of like had the best ad-libs of like, he kind of made the songs. You know,
they kinda, I feel like Takeoff was like the heart of the Migos. You know, like when you think of Migo bars, you think about Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think of some crazy ad-lib bar, some crazy like.
Just wait on it.
Yes. Like you think it's like some dark deep voice.
Yeah.
We think Amigos. I mean, that's me personally. Like when I think Quavo, I think Amigos, I think of Takeoff automatically. I don't know. It doesn't mean me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
What exactly do you think is gonna mean for like rap in general, like rap game?
Kinda. I feel like definitely gonna take a minute for like for them to come back. You know, mm-hmm. Like I definitely think this is gonna squash the whole squash the whole, you know, Quavo and Offset beef. Okay? Yeah. If that beef is, that's crazy, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'm not really thinking about music right now.
Yeah.
Like obviously, yes, I'm talking about like music because it had my memory, but like then going forward with them making more music,
mm-hmm.
That's not even my mindset, you know. Yeah. I'm sure Quavo and Offset, the last thing about is making a new album right now.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
So music aside, just the whole situation in general, do you think it could have been avoided? Like, is it one of the things where like, oh, the rapper should, why rapper didn't have security? Why rapper didn't do this? Why rapper back in the hood? Like, is it one of those things? Or is it one of those where, like...
I think this is not a rap thing. I think this is a black... Or not, I mean, yeah, I think it's a black thing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if y'all don't know how the way Takeoff passed away or was murdered... I didn't say pass away, because I ain't gonna say that, because he didn't pass away. He didn't just gently fall asleep and die. Niggas gunned down, you know? And I'm sorry, let me get off topic, bro. Back on niggas, back on that bullshit, bro. Recording dead bodies. Yeah. Like I said, like earlier a couple months ago, when PNB Rock died, bro. It just I don't know what it is, but people just recording black celebrities or black people of status when they die, and it just to me it's just weird, bro. And the fact that like Twitter and Instagram, they just don't really give a fuck, bro. They don't give a fuck really. But when it's ever someone else, bro, get that shit. I can't name one white artist or not white artist, no one other ethnicity of celebrity status that has died and I've seen it. I can't think of any. Have you?
No.
Unless I literally tried to look for it, you know?
No.
Like I've never seen that, you know. But when it comes to our black artists, X, PNB, Pop Smoke Details, or it's just whenever it's like some Vogue shit. Mm-hmm. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Not Vogue. Just made the whole fucking word up. But, some gory, like some shit that you shouldn't see, you know. Yeah. I feel like we always can see when it comes to our black people, you know. Yeah. So I think that's crazy to me. But I forgot what we're talking about for that.
I think we were just talking about in general, just.
Oh, the altercation.
Yeah.
Bro, the altercation was Takeoff at a fucking, like, party, a Halloween party. Because mm-hmm. It happened, like, I think Halloween night or Halloween day after Halloween, something like that.
I think it's a Halloween, yeah, it's Halloween night.
Like, there was no ops. There was no ops, you know, mm-hmm. like it wasn't like they got stood on with some ops. It was straight, like, friends and family, you know, Quavo, Takeoff, his people, and the Migos people. Then we had Jay Prince Jr. Mm-hmm. and his people. All right, so everyone's friends, you know.
Yeah.
So this whole altercation came from friends, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least what it seemed like, you know.
Yeah.
Long story short, Quavo getting some altercation with one of Jay Prince's people, mm-hmm. and I think somebody swings on Quavo, and one of Quavo people, like, were retaliate with gunfire, and they end up missing.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot Takeoff, and it's a lot of theories. Like it's kind of weird. I feel like I don't know why police haven't came out with like the. Yeah. I feel like they know. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like it's been enough time. I feel like there's a hella cameras because they're not in some ghetto place. They're in a fucking mall. You know what? It's like they're rolling dice, playing games, arguing about basketball mm-hmm. in this like some fucking like some mall like type of area.
Yeah.
So
Okay, just to kind of spend on the whole like it's not really a rap thing. It's more of a culture thing sometimes. Why is it that, and there's no exact answer for it, but why is it, not even on like some like self-hate weird shit, why is it that when it's like, you're around like, it feel like you when you're around like a group of the wrong black people, I don't know what you call it,
ghetto.
That like, the like ghetto, why is it, I always feel like you gotta be on guard, you gotta have like your mean face on, you gotta be like, I was looking around, like, why do you feel like so like, why is that a culture, why is that in our culture, where we have to be like, feel uncomfortable around like, our own people, you know what I mean?
I agree. Like
I think it's because the majority part is that they live different lives. Like, they grew up in different circumstances than us.
Yeah, but how long is that an excuse? Like,
I don't know if it's exactly an excuse.
I'm just saying, I feel like when white people get together, they don't have to worry about a shootout.
Yeah.
Unless it's like on some, you know. I feel like when Hispanics get together, or Asians get together, you don't have to worry about, okay, oh, it's getting late. You know, around the time bullshit starts. You know, yeah. Bullshit like the people waiting outside of the park, the house. That's bullshit go down. Like, bro. There's certain like places that I just won't go anymore. Like my girl kind of, she lives like a little like more urban than me. You know, like I feel like we kind of in the suburbs. You know, yeah. We are in the suburbs. You know, yeah. But my girl lives. It's kind of more you know ghetto. You know,
yeah.
And there's a lot of places that I just like, bro. I don't feel like going there because I don't feel like being on guard, you know.
Yeah.
I don't feel like have to double freaking triple lock my cars or freaking have a, like a set of eyes in the back of my head, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's such a stupid stigma to have, especially in you being a rich successful, you know, rich and successful. Like they weren't even in a scenario that like just life random niggas in, you know. Training? Yes. It wasn't like an altercation.
Not in the trenches.
It wasn't like an altercation like Nipsey Hussle. Hussle was in it. Was in like, yes, it was his hood. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. But he was still like in the ghetto, you know. So, you know, shit happens. But I seen the PNB Rock. He was in the ghetto. You mm-hmm. know, shit happens. But this time they took the ghetto with them. Like they did the ghetto getting us with them to like a place that wasn't ghetto.
Yeah.
And this shit still happened. So like, bro, this shit is crazy to me, man.
I feel like as a culture, we need to like definitely value our lives more. Like value each other's lives more. Like, is there so many times where I've disagreed with somebody or disagreed with, like, with someone that you consider a friend or something like that? I never want to, like, kill them, you know?
Yes.
I never want to take my... You take a gun out, bro, you're trying to kill them. I'm aiming for a leg, I'm aiming for his foot. You take a gun out, you're trying to kill them. You have a gun in your hand, your intent is to kill them. So, there's nothing you can really say to me. There's not many things that I can think of you can say to me that make me want to, like, kill you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just in our... It's something that... I don't know where it came from. Why is part of our culture the whole, like, oh, you got to check in before you get here. Oh, yes. Nigga, you think Nick Jonas got to check in when you go to fucking California?
I'm saying, you think just be rejecting him when you go to fucking Florida?
What is this checking in shit, bro? You don't own the streets. You literally don't own them. You don't own them. You don't... Half people don't own their house. The bank owns it. So you're not really owning the streets. Why? Who we checking in? I check in with West Rock, if I check in with you. Like, I don't understand why you gotta check in. Why? How does this whole, like, gang, like, lifestyle? I get it. Gang was first made to, like, protect the community. Yeah. Okay, when it started, like, harassing the community, that's
niggas killing each other with colors.
Yeah, that's when as a community, we should have stopped that, bro. Like, we should, like, it's not cool. The whole, like, I get it. I don't know if it's music, like,
Yeah, I heard that take a lot. They're like, yeah. Oh, we need to change our music up. Like, this is our representation of what we listen to.
But yeah. I don't think we're fucking zombies, bro. I don't think we're like, oh, shit, the music tell me to do this? I'm going to do this, right? It might play a part. Like, but at the end of the day, you pull the gun out and you shot him. Quavo didn't come and give you the gun and tell you to shoot that nigga. You did it yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sick of the excuses. I'm kind of... It's getting to the point where it's like... It's almost like... It's scary out there, bro. Like, it's like scary, bro. It's scary to like... You should feel comfortable, especially around your own people, you know?
Yeah.
Especially around your own
people. And like, I started to get, like I started to, like, feel, like, nerves for, like, some of my celebrities that I fought with, too. Like I seen, like, Kai and Uzi mm-hmm. out in just New York, just, like, just fucking going crazy in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like I don't know, man. Like, I hate that feeling of just, like, not knowing who's next. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
It don't feel like this is the last one. Yeah. It's like, okay, who's next now? Who's next?
Yeah.
Next month. Yeah. I'll open Instagram now. I'm like, okay. I swear, almost every time I open Instagram, I'm like, okay, who died today? Mm. I swear. At least once a week, open Instagram up, and I think, okay, who what news gonna break today? Who died today? What rapper died today? What black celebrity died today? And I can see the footage in 4K without me looking for it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, just RIP Takeoff, prayers out to his family, his friends. Bro, I know this was a fucking crazy hit to, like, his hometown, Atlanta, mm-hmm. all that shit, bro. But just prayers out to them, man. Prayers out to them.
The freaking, if you didn't have the Migos, bro, your favorite rapper probably not here, bro. The favorite rapper you listen to right now, no Uzis. There's no Uzis. There's no, arguably, no Lil Baby.
I already say Migos kind of put Uzi on. Not on, but like they definitely get nigga a fucking alley-oop with fucking Bad
and
Bougie.
And I ain't gonna lie, the GOAT himself was pushed hard.
Amen.
Drake
Amen.
Himself was pushed Amen. Hard by the Migos.
Like I literally say the Migos put me in the rap. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I would say because like the first thing I heard was the Migos.
Yeah,
it was the Migos.
It was Old Head and the Migos. To me personally, Old Head music,
Fight Night, fucking what is some classic? Young Rich Niggas, bro. Yeah. All that shit. All that shit.
First 48,
bro. All that shit. Maybe are the rap stand I am today. You know.
Yeah. No Yeet. Nobody, bro.
Next to what about Yeet? My favorite Uzi. Hey, your favorite got put on by Migos. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Uzi when I had a shoot like he have right now wasn't out for Bad Emoji. That's all I'm saying. But again, RB Takeoff, bro, easily the heart of the fucking Migos. I just prayers out to his family, all that shit, you know.
Yeah. But onto like I guess more positive stuff. So we talk about the GOAT, bro. The GOAT came out.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. Him and 21 Savage.
21.
They dropped album of the year.
Can you do something for me?
Okay.
Hey. 21. Do your thing, 21.
See, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If Drake's zesty, I'm zesty. Her Lust came out, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been waiting for some music to like... Okay, it felt like music before, like Drake and I'll say Rod Wave. Mm. And not many people like drop music these couple past 2 years. They like stick with it, you know what I mean? Music now comes out... It's good for like, it's good for like a day, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It's good for a day.
Niggas ain't gay.
It's good for a day.
And?
It's good for a day, bro. it's good for a day. And then it's like, kind of like goes away. It kind of fades into the ether. Like, oh shit. I ain't gonna lie. There's not one song off a Lil Baby album that I liked.
Damn.
They weren't horrible songs, but none that like, oh,
I mean, I'm gonna keep it sack. I ain't listening to the Lil Baby album.
It just came and went, bro.
Keep it sack.
They make freaking music that just doesn't make sense. Like, not music.
Contracted is fire.
It makes music with like it's no sustenance, you know, and this album proves you don't have to be rappy. You don't have to freaking be J. Cole. You know, you don't have to be J. Cole.
Where did you use it? Is that sustenance?
That's what I heard.
It don't have to be freaking the dick hole to like
I agree. Like same thing with Kendrick. When Kendrick dropped the album, you expect like after fucking 5 years of no dropping, you think that shit would take over the year.
Yeah,
I feel like it took over the month.
I'm not running back the Kendrick album.
It took over a week.
Like, yeah, I'm not running back the Kendrick album. I'm not running back the Lil Baby album. There's not many albums that come out that you really want to run back to. I will say they're saying Kuchis in the chat.
Kuchis had a W album. Yeah, W album. Good album. I still listen to that shit.
Yeah.
I don't think he died. I don't think he died fast as hell at the tell him drop.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not too in the rap game yet, you know.
What you win today? What you win? Anime game?
Don't worry about it. But I would say this is a album of the year,
Ain't nothing album else. Of year? Album of the year? Yeah. Album of the year, bro. Already album of the year.
Let's go pull the track list.
Pull the track list up.
Pins of King Carson, mid. All right, there we go.
Bro,
first let's go to cover art.
Cover art, I mean, it was cool, interesting.
We can't even see it. I don't think there you go.
It was kind of artsy, you know?
Artsy,
I guess.
To me, it's random as fuck, but I mean,
it's hard to tell the difference with something trying to be artsy or just random. Like, you throw splashes on paper and be like, oh shit, I guess I get it. It's art, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I feel like it could have went harder. Mm-hmm. It's not garbage, but like, I mean, I'm not wearing this on a shirt. You feel me?
Yeah, should have been an owl carrying knife, bro.
Should have been this right here. Should have been this right here, bro. But it's cool. All right, track one. I have my Rich Flex,
bro. 21. Shake my heart. I ain't gonna lie. It was. This song's fun. You know, it's kind of funny. You know.
Yeah.
I think Drake's gonna make something like seem funny without it like being like a joke. You know what I mean? Like
I feel like. Drake knows what's gonna go.
Yeah,
like he know what the people do with shit. Yeah, he know what he's doing. Like he know what he's doing. Like you we'll talk about it later on the album, but
yeah,
he know what he's doing.
Yeah, it started the album off great. You know, yes. Gave the engine on. It was fire. It's fire.
21 did his thing on there. Mm-hmm. The beat switches amazing. Woo. Loved it. So I feel like that's one for one right there.
Yeah.
All right. Major distribution.
Major distribution,
yeah. Label on my dick for real. Come on now.
It was too good.
Drake, low key a singer.
Low key a singer, bro.
High key, nigga. Come on now.
I didn't know he rapped either. I really didn't know he rapped. I thought he just sang after this one. Shit was fire, bro.
And then what was the instrumental? Was it Tokyo? What was the instrumental? He's like, I feel like I heard an instrument before. Was it not something that we heard before?
I don't think so.
I thought I heard the beat before, but yeah. I love the song. That's good. 2 for 2 right there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. On bullshit. I feel like
I think that might have been the weakest song.
I agree. It was so simple, you know.
Yeah.
I think fucked it up. I think what made it kind of like, okay, not mediocre. It kind of mediocre. Was the hook, I guess. They go stupid. But it was still a good song overall.
Ooh, one of the best songs on the album, I ain't gonna lie. To me.
Back outside, but
get you hype, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I put this one too. Good song.
Go hard.
Bro. Privileged rappers. Mm-hmm. Why nigga so upset?
He sounded like in a bad mood,
why
bro.
Why is Drake mad, bro?
I thought he mad at me. I was like, what the fuck?
Piss this nigga off, bro. I forgot what he said on his own, bro. It was like, bro. I forgot what the fuck he said, bro.
He said purr.
Is like you good on you, something like that.
No, that too. I'm not sure that's the song right here, but bro, what was it, bro? It was
I hate a prayer verse ain't had a hit since you signed.
Yes. I hate a privileged ass rapper that ain't had a hit since he signed. Mm. Niggas be full of excuses, act like they taking their time. Oh my God. I'm like, bro, why? What is them having a long ass release schedule do with you, bro? Like, bro, like, why do you care they not dropping, bro? But yeah, bro, I'm like, bro, we started like, okay, nigga, upset
on BS, bro. He dissed the whole United States, bro. These niggas going out of recession like it's nothing, bro.
Damn,
I was like, what the fuck, nigga? How you diss our economy, bro?
That's crazy. Spin my you hit. Hit.
Is that? Oh yeah. Spin my use fire.
Hit.
Fire.
Oh, hey, you make me feel this way. Come on now.
Bro,
come on.
Don't get 21 Savage singing on there too, bro?
Yes.
How you get 21 Savage singing, bro?
Yes. It's the hit. I ain't gonna lie. Our song, love the song too.
I love me. It's so dangerous to have a long ass song.
Mm.
When a song's fire like this, bro, I can listen to the whole thing start finish. I ain't gonna lie.
Spitting.
I didn't think it'd be like our song, but you know.
Yeah. Well, it's
just.
it's not as up tempo as the rest of them, but it's 10 minutes. 10 minutes are just straight fire, bro.
It's 10 minutes.
It's not 10 minutes. I think it's like
five.
It's more than five.
It's even long song. I know.
It's long song. It's like at least 7 minutes. Bro. I ain't gonna lie. At least 7 minutes.
I thought it. All right. Treacherous twin. Goddamn.
6 minutes.
I thought this one too.
I don't remember that one that much. I ain't gonna lie.
You be like, you my treacherous little twin. You know you ain't. You my treacherous little twin.
I think that song was okay.
It's different, like a party song. You know?
Yeah, it was
like,
okay.
It's like almost like some what's that song called? Nice for What type yes. vibes. All right.
Circle Loco go hard, bro. Circle Loco. One more time. That shit go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep asking myself, can they miss, bro? Like,
that bitch live again. Shots.
Come on. All right, well, we'll shove that. Circle Loco because it started some beef.
Yeah. All right, Pussy and Millions.
One of the top songs on there. It's hard. It's
ain't like Travis had me floating.
Travis had me floating too. Yeah, Travis
had me floating. Pause.
But I think they all have fire verses, bro.
Pause.
They all have fire verses, bro. Fire verses.
Okay, we see. Look, we got Rose listening to the album right now.
Cover up for Rose. I wish I can trade spots with you and unlisten the album to listen it again for the first time, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Heavy.
21 Savage on the left side, Drake on the right side, beat in the middle, and he just.
Yo.
Donkey fucking the beat. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, yo.
I'm keeping that stack. All right, but. Pussy Man's, I still don't know who that best verse. I feel like everybody's
fire thing in there. Everybody.
Like Drake had an amazing hook. Mm-hmm. Travis, the beat switch. I hate when beat switches happen and then everybody rapping it.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that shit so much, bro. But, you know, cause I love to hear Drake on the beat switch beat.
Yeah.
Pause. But, I don't know. Good song. My favorite song on the album, Broke Boys.
I might have to agree, bro.
Broke Boys. I ain't gonna lie.
Dang.
Broke Boys. I can't fuck with Broke Boys. I feel that shit, you know? Hurt my feelings a little bit. But, bro, from the way it started off to the beat switch,
yes.
Bro, amazing. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Bro, keep on the lyrics on that a little bit. Some of the lyrics on here was freaking too good. Go down.
Oh shit.
Come on.
Oh shit.
We got more shreds than Adidas. Yeah, I got shreds, but fuck Adidas, nigga.
He said, I'll chase bitches, I'll leave them. Go to I'm screaming like I'm just beeping, nigga.
I think there's more. I think after the beat switch. What did it say? Born out
Where's the point? Twin Tap said he born October, so he know he OVO. Come on now, that's fate. You can't change that. You can't control that.
Right here, bro. Nigga went and bought a house when you could have bought a verse.
Niggas dumb as fuck.
Imagine if I did that stupid shit when I was coming up.
He's spitting, bro.
Not only is he it's a double diss, bro. He's saying, okay, why the hell would you buy a house, bro, when you could have bought a verse? He's also saying that his verse
is
worth a house, bro.
Niggas dumb as fuck. Bro, he not wrong, though. That's a funny thing.
That shit went too hard, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Easily my favorite song on the album. My favorite song on the album. All right, Middle of the Ocean. Love this one, too.
This one rapper, man. He's rapping rapper now?
Yeah, he rapper.
Yeah, rapping.
It's like a Roman type song.
Yeah.
I like some slow vibes.
Yeah.
I feel this song.
Yeah, that shit go hard.
Second favorite song on the album?
Bro, I think I gotta say, listen, I ain't gonna lie.
Jumbotron shit popping. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, my God. This shit go hard, bro. I was popping. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
What the fuck you get doing, bro? Oh, right here. He said, niggas gonna be fucked up, dog. I'm too anti.
I'm geeking hard. I'm a real pimp.
I know that. Nigga need a little shout out to Pedro Cardi. Come on, bro. Come on now. That's it, bro. It was a different flow. I've never heard Drake.
Finally, good music, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm saying, bro.
Finally, good music. It sticks around, bro.
It's really Drake, bro. Drake is carrying the whole rap game, though, music game, bro. Ain't not doing like Drake, bro. I'm sorry.
Every time you think Drake might fall off, bro, he back again, bro. He can't miss. I'm sorry, bro.
Niggas hated him for doing Honest Never Mind when he's just trying something different. Mm-hmm. Still went hard. You know, he had throwing Jimmy Cooks to me. He's like, well, nigga, y'all nigga tripping.
Yes.
All right? He came back full swinging.
Yes.
With fucking Her Loss, bro. Come on now. Nigga, don't miss, bro. More M's. I really don't miss this song.
More M's is sorry. It kind of puts your mind on BS. It's same kind of like, it didn't really have like it wasn't that memorable. It's gotta be more mediocre.
Was just Drake or
it was Drake and Trump, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't remember more M's. 3 a.m. Glenwood. Good song.
Good song. Drake
Drake
should've been on it.
You clickbaited the fuck out of it. Ain't gonna lie.
Cause at least the time step by Drake, you knew about the suspense.
So. Yes, and the beat was so good, bro. I know Drake would've had that, bro.
Yeah,
Drake would've had that. Drake would've touched that shit. Drake would've
grab his hair, put your weed, but you better not do no running. Come on now,
bro.
Come on
now.
All over your stomach, bro.
Come on now.
He's on for my son. Ain't gonna lie. This shit was fire.
The meat
writer
is kind
of
crazy.
And then he ended the album on this beautiful song.
Oh my god.
I guess it's fuck me. Come on. Come on.
That shit was beautiful.
I said that shit every day. I ain't gonna lie, bro. spitting.
Bro. Okay, if I had to say one thing bad about this album, bro, is that, man, all the songs too good, bro.
Like, I'm saying, bro.
I don't want my playlist to be all freaking like Her Loss, bro, but all the songs are too good, bro.
That's all you can do, bro. That's all you can do.
All the songs are too good.
We turn light skin listen to Drake. I like you. Turn light skin listen to Drake.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. It was, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'll give it a. If it's to me, right, I'd give it 10 out of 10. Only reason not 10 out of 10 because Drake should have been on that, on the,
3M Glenwood.
3M Glenwood. I guess it's 9 out of 10, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I
9 out of 10, bro.
I get 9 out of 10, too.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, and my age, like, whine some more. Cause, but you know how Drake album drop, bro. When it drop, it's good. We give it a month and a half. Give it a month and a half.
When the B sides start hitting, bro.
Bro, come on now.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
The song you thought you didn't like, bro, that much? Yeah, it might come be your favorite song. Like, I ain't gonna lie,
that's literally how it works, bro. That's literally how it works. Because what song was it on fucking
More Life?
Not More Life. It was fucking Scorpion, bro. I think it was
After Dark. I hate that song first.
It might have been Jaded. I remember Jaded, bro.
You don't like Jaded?
I was like Jaded Day One. But now Jaded's probably one of my favorite Drake songs of all time. Oh my goodness, bro. But yeah, Drake songs. A's like fucking wine, bro. So we already know this project. Give it a year. Classic.
9 out of 10, by the way.
9 out of 10. I feel like we all go 9 out of 10. I just ain't gonna lie. 9 out of 10. I ain't gonna lie. Turn it sits up down. Sorry, Drake. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. A little nervous with Drake, bro. Turn it sits upside down. It's a 9 now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A lot of Kenda teams down here.
CJ, is there anything about the album you didn't like? Like, you gotta take any critique? And my like, you know, Trey Lively.
Yeah.
You're in a room too of your goons, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I was not 10, nigga.
Yo, what? Bro, it just...
Better than Donda, you don't know.
Hmm?
Is it better than Donda?
Yes.
Damn!
Let's go!
That's stupid. Okay. Okay. Can't you like that? Can't you like that? Turn it back dark.
But, I don't think it was too much stuff. Too many things that were like bad about the album. It was just like overall good album.
Yeah.
Just good vocals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Good lyrics.
Good variety. It's variety. Yeah. All the songs didn't sound the same. I said it. All the songs did not sound the same.
I agree. Yeah. It was a good project. But it's not much you hate on it, bro.
Yeah.
But nigga was hating when it comes to that one bar. On Circle Loco.
Is that called
Circle Loco?
Circle Loco? I think so.
Even Rick, we got the bar.
Meg versus Drake. All right.
This. One more time.
Never expect this beef in 1,000 years. I ain't gonna lie. Never expect this. Allegedly, Drake is throwing shots at the hottie herself. Megan, what's her name? Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I feel like I never said her whole name. My whole life, I never said her full name. Where did I say that, bro? Nick started shit off early as fuck.
But
he's actually early as fuck, bro. All right, so this is the line that got everyone's panties in a bunch. All right, he said this bitch lied about getting shots, but she's still a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Right, now, CJ, how you feel about that bar today?
I mean,
let's go to the first detail.
Hey,
so you gonna read it out. So you gonna read it out.
This.
got a whole lore.
This line said was deemed rather controversial across the internet, as it seemed like Drake was making an apparent implication of the Meg Thee Stallion, not sure. Lied about being shot by Tory Lanez on July 12th.
That date's crazy.
2022.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Through the way of Parkman's allegations about that.
I'm clear.
In actuality, the Twitter rapper is complimenting a woman on her physical physique, comparing her beauty to that of a stallion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the other hand, he is confident that her body is fake, implying that she received injections.
Grit tied himself. Grit tied himself. You got me.
Grit tied himself. You got me. All right. That's good. Well, we'll read what Megan said too. All right. Megan Stein was not happy about this supposed diss. On Circle Local release, she made several tweets clarifying her stance on Drake's comments. First, which thread, stop using my shoes for a clout, bitch, ass niggas. But first of all, come on, Meg. Are you serious right now? Damn, that's crazy. That's a crazy sound effect. Drake need you for clout? Drake?
Come on.
First name, greatest last name ever? Champagne Poppy, the boy? Need you for clout, Meg? Stop it, all right? First of all right? Since when the fuck is it cool to joke about women getting shot? You niggas, especially rap niggas, are lame. Ready to boycott
about shoes
and clothes, but dog pile on black women. When she say one of y'all,
for one, I think this was like a light jab, if anything. You know, I feel like this was light jab. I ain't gonna lie. Like
what makes it?
No, the bar. I think the bar is a light jab, bro. Like, I think it's more like just it's rap, bro. Like, I'll see a complaint about freaking niggas getting scammed, niggas getting freaking shot, and niggas getting
no, bro. I said, but if Drake diss a male artist to get shot, then the whole internet will go crazy right now.
He's been dissing artists for fucking ever, like,
bro. That's literally what drill is, nigga. That's literally what drill. All they do is name nigga. Who was nigga? What? That's literally what rap music is, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Okay, this might sound crazy, bro. But, bro, I hate this whole bro. It feel like you can't say shit about women. I ain't gonna lie. You can't say shit. You can't do shit. You hear me? Mm-hmm. All right. Not saying I would. All right. But okay. So you can't physically do anything with women. Okay. Okay. I'm not saying I would. I'll condone that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which that's wrong. But you can't say to them either. What can you do to them, nigga? Just look at them. Like he can't say this. Even if she did or didn't, bro, it's like, bro, people could, bro, what can we say to women? Okay, what can we say to them?
I'm a munch, something like that. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
And God forbid he could be dead wrong. God forbid he just don't believe her.
I'm saying, like,
God forbid he don't believe her. Like,
and she's reaching, bro. Reading the text looks crazy. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. Yeah. It doesn't sound like this in there.
It sounds like a joke.
Reading it, it doesn't sound like this. Mm-hmm. Hearing it, it didn't sound like this. It just sounded like a bar. It sounded like this to women who getting shots.
Yes.
Not Meg Zion.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, bro, I hate this whole.
And she took up all the freaking clout of it. Where is it? Ye got a bitch this too, bro.
What I'm saying,
Ye got this too.
Yeah, I don't want no smokes. It's all love. Yes. Lincoln with the odds, bitch. I did that shit for Jay Prince. Come on now. But I did it for the mob ties. Yes. Come on now. Should I even put that shit? He did your man's. We thought beef squash.
Yeah, beef and squash, bro.
We thought we was getting a Kanye X Drake album soon. That's dead in the water now.
Yeah, shit for Jay Prince, nigga. I ain't doing that shit for you, bro.
Put my hands up in the sky. That shit for Prince, I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
That shit for Jay Prince.
That's crazy, bro. But I don't know, the whole Met thing, bro, I feel like she's reaching, all right? Mm-hmm. It was just a bar, bro. Calm down, all right? She got a lawyer talking for her.
Yeah.
She got, bro.
Okay, if you don't like the bar, bro, get back in the fucking booth, bro. Get in the booth. Stop tweeting, bro. Get in the booth.
And niggas like, okay, why is everyone defending Drake? And Drake not saying anything. But when has Drake said anything to Clifford's bars ever? I said balls. That was crazy.
Hey, yo.
That was crazy.
Hey, yo.
Okay, when has Drake ever clipped a bar, bro? When has that ever happened?
Never.
Men, female, it don't matter what he dissing, bro. When has he ever said, okay, guys, this is what I meant, guys. All right, man. This is what he meant. Meg, hey, come on, man. Come on, baby. Like, bro, when's he ever did this shit? Never.
She went ahead and put Lizzo on and change the lyric, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm like, wait, she did that before?
Yeah, Lizzo changed the lyric.
She did change the lyric to her song?
Yeah.
It's already been out?
Yes.
How she did that? She like re-released it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's not in there no more.
That's funny.
So Beyonce.
Who won the world? But bro, Meg, bro, get a nigga dick, bro. Get off the nigga dick, bro. That's all I can say. Get off the nigga dick.
Get off his meat, bro.
Get off his meat. Quick glazing. He was not talking about you, bro. All right. And if he was, you would know. You know.
Yeah,
it's more the shoe fits type thing, you know. If the shoe fits, yeah. hey,
you talk about niggas getting shiny ass, but. Oh. But now we done. All right, now we done.
What's good, Kitty?
Now we done.
All right. So, who talked about
this? It's mine. All right, I had a question for y'all, bro. And hear me out before you say it, bro. When it comes to like movies and video games, stuff like that, how much game is up next. How much does like say like an IGN or like a Rotten Tomatoes, how much do their input matter to you when you
not too much, bro.
When you go see a movie or watch a video game, play a video game.
Okay, how much does it matter to me? It really depends who, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does depend who we're talking.
I feel like people I know, like, I feel like their opinion matters, all right? Or like, let's say, like, you are today. If y'all went to a movie, said it's garbage, I'm probably, like, take that with me, you know? Like, probably think it's going to be garbage.
No. I mean, like, institutions. Like, institutional critics. Like, critics.
But when it comes to, like, IGN and Rotten Tomatoes.
Bro, they're trying to make numbers.
Mm.
Yeah. That's really what they're trying to do. So, like, I can't give 100% of what they're saying as truth.
I agree with y'all. Because let me give you a few examples. Niggas were, okay. These corporations and stuff like that, they're shitting on Gotham Knights, bro. Shitting on it. Worst game ever.
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Even the internet. 3 out of 5. Everybody who played the game said they liked the shit. Everybody played it said, it's fun. I like this. I enjoy it.
It had a couple issues, but
I enjoy
the game.
What else was it? Okay, Black Adam. I think he had like a 69 on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, not good. Everybody who's seen the movie said, I enjoyed that shit. That shit was good. I liked it. I like the corniness of it. It's kind of funny. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I think niggas gotta stop like putting so much like emphasis or so much like freaking juice into like listening to like critics, right? Even if like somebody you know, bro. Like even if like freaking academics said this album is fucking trash, bro. This album is doo doo, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it for yourself, bro. Listen to it and see if you like it. You have to listen to the whole song. If you listen to high songs that you kind of agree, especially somebody that you
have you ever been a poppy? I'm like, oh my goodness, have you ever been a I seen Poppy right there, bro.
Right.
I said Poppy, bro. I said Poppy right there, bro. I seen it right there, bro. Have y'all ever, have y'all ever, what's the word? Damn, that put me up, bro. I ain't got like. Have you ever been a victim of critics? Like, have you ever,
listen to critics?
Was going like watching movies or something? Like, seen the reviews? I'm like, oh, I'm watching that.
Watching a movie? Like,
watching a movie? Say things on the bad before I've seen it, or a game, or anything.
Let me think.
Let's say a game coming out, and you're hyped for it. You seen reviews, you're like, yep, I'm not gonna get that.
I don't think it's been to that measure.
I got an example. What? And I hate to say it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas might kill me. The Snyder might kill me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate the first Justice League movie when it came out.
Justice League?
Yeah. Snyder? I didn't hate it. I did not hate the movie.
Nah, that was bad.
I didn't think it's bad. I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't the best movie in the world when Avengers Endgame, but I didn't leave like my I'm just gonna think of seeing it in theaters, but I didn't leave my freaking like movie experience thing like
I think we did watch in theaters.
Yeah. Oh wait, if we did watch the theaters, I didn't leave thinking like this was like a horrible experience. You know what I mean?
I left watching Justice League feeling like that was it for Justice League movie.
Yeah, I guess some people didn't like it, but I ain't gonna lie, the critics shit on it like it was the worst movie in the world, bro.
It was bad.
And there's movies that people hype up, Avatar, bro. The movie people Avatar. I mean, 10 out of 10. It was a freaking cinematic experience.
I still don't understand what the whole hype around Avatar is. Didn't that shit get confirmed?
The one scene, everybody knew the scene talking about was the only good scene, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo.
I don't think I've heard the movie.
Oh, you ain't seen when they connect their tails together?
Alright.
Okay.
Fire! Okay. Alright. But, I mean, I don't think a lot to say on this topic, but, I do think, okay. You should always have your own take on something before you just sheep up, you know, with the crowds, you know.
Yeah.
Especially something that you're interested
don't
in.
Don't be a sheep, bro. Just don't be a sheep. If the crowd is right, so sometimes the crowd is right. Sometimes shit is doo-doo. Yeah. But make sure you see for yourself. Don't let someone just tell you it's bad, and then you just don't. You don't. It's something you would
like
look forward to. You look for something. Don't let somebody take it from you. You know what I mean?
Like okay, I'm fine with people Okay, like let's say God, I'm not gonna worry. GTA 6 drops, all right. Mm-hmm. Everyone call it garbage, all right.
Yeah.
And they played it, and you haven't played it, and you call it garbage. That's an L. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Don't be an echo, nigga. Yeah. Like, bro, try yourself, and then it's garbage. Then you say it's garbage. If you see it's garbage, and everyone says garbage, and you haven't tried it, don't say it's garbage. You feel me?
Yeah.
Let's something blatant as hell.
Yeah, like when Cyberpunk first came out, bro, it shit looked broken. It looked bug. It looked bad. You know,
because it's making guests calm down. Because some niggas in here love Cyberpunk, bro. Be careful.
I'm just okay. It's probably good now, but when it first came out, it looked objectively bad. You know,
if you're getting taken off the PlayStation Store, bro, you're bad.
Yes,
sorry.
If it's that bad to get taken off the PlayStation Store,
it's probably a good game now.
Yeah, it's probably good now, but. It look bad.
I listen to critics, especially Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, exactly. Me either. I think I listen to the fan reviews.
Yeah, the fan reviews. I like fan review. But even then, sometimes if it's like a hate train or something like that,
yeah,
you never know. You know.
I agree. But yeah, you already going to some game shit, some nerdy shit. All right. Let's move to God of War. Today's some God of War 2.
What when it dropping?
I think Friday.
Friday.
I don't know. Wednesday, Friday.
I think it's Friday. I ain't gonna lie. But let's get to it, bro.
All right, so yeah, I want to hear what you think happened on God of War.
Whoa. Can we go and clear that God of War's going to be Game of the Year?
Going to be Game of the Year?
Yeah.
The only thing is contending with is freaking Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I don't think...
You cannot spoil me, bro. This does not mean you can spoil us, bro. If y'all know spoilers, you're not... Because the game's out. Okay, people have early copies, so I'm sure leaks are out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean you have the right to spoil us, niggas, all right? Niggas learn the hard way. All right? Niggas... Niggas know the hard way, and the niggas got gunned down already in Discord, all right? But, my fault.
What I think about happening in the game? I can't exactly say too much, though. But,
You already know, nigga?
Hmm?
You already know?
I'm saying.
I can't say too much.
Shout out to Rose, man.
Shout out to Rose.
Lady Selma, shout out to Rose. Shout out to Rose.
Damn, nigga.
I'm just gonna say I'm excited for the game, bro.
Nigga, stop being a little. Stop being a little coward, bro. What do you think happening, bro? Put your stamp on it.
Niggas getting packed up.
Trey's gonna die, bro.
You think Trey's dying?
He dying.
Oh shit. I don't know about that.
Kratos or Trey's, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. See, you might be in the same boat, bro.
It's one or the other. Remember the same. One gotta go.
I ain't gonna lie. Okay, so this is just me. I think that.
Wait. It's spoilers for like.
If you haven't played the other God of War before this.
I need to talk 2018.
2018 God of War. Spoiler. But anyway.
But.
All right. Go finish. You finish.
At the end, you know, obviously it had a. Kratos, mm-hmm, and, you know, Atreus. Atreus up there. He's like stabbing his father. He's like stabbing something like that.
Yeah. He stabbed him one time, I think. Hmm? I think he was stabbing. No, he shot an arrow, didn't he? Oh, you're talking about the little hieroglyphic thing.
The thing on the wall.
Okay. It showed,
like, Yeah. So that, like, you know, that obviously means, like, Kratos is going to die in some form or fashion by being with Atreus.
Okay. So you think Trey's gonna die? You think Kratos gonna die?
No, Kratos.
You think Kratos gonna die? Bro, I disagree, CJ. I ain't gonna lie.
You disagree, bro.
I think Kratos getting killed, bro. Atreus is dying.
Atreus?
Mm-hmm. I think he gonna get a little too girl crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I think he gonna get distracted by like the little girl they introduced him. That girl.
Girl crazy?
Got girl crazy? Like, oh man, I love her. He gonna consider her a simp. I think it goes full simp, bro. Full simp mode. And I think she gonna try to lead him astray towards like the more like dark side, and
because he's black.
No, nigga, I think she's a freaking I think she's an op, bro.
Who's that girl? What god she based off? Like,
I don't know, bro. But I think she's gonna lead him astray, and it'll cause him to cross paths with Kratos, bro. And the Kratos gonna put him down.
You think
he already banned one family? He already banned one family.
Bro, you gonna kill him?
You didn't hear what he said in the last movie? Last game?
Kratos is not killing his son.
Yeah, he's not killing his son.
I don't think on purpose, bro. I don't think it's gonna be on purpose.
I don't think it's on purpose, bro.
I don't think it's on purpose. No. I think it'll be someone where he has no choice.
You know, because if there's no choice, he's gonna die. He's not getting a son again.
We're going to see.
He's not getting a family again.
We're going to see.
I don't believe that.
So,
my prediction is none of them dying, all right? Y'all going way too wild, okay? It's not fucking Last of Us, all right? Mm-hmm. I think it's not a big good story without killing somebody that we love and dear, all right? Mm-hmm. So, my gut's telling me, even if they do end up killing one of our characters, like Atreus or Kratos, I feel like it might be like they get sent to hell type shit, you know?
Might have been hell. Just come at.
Yeah. They have no more?
And we go to Helheim? Isn't that where we went?
I think hell's
under it.
Oh, okay.
That's just like
a different
realm. Okay. But yeah. I don't think nobody's gonna die. I would love it for it to end almost like God of War 1, where like it builds up to like a Kratos versus Atreus. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm dying in number 2, to be honest.
Would you play a God of War game like the next one comes out and you're not Kratos, you're Atreus? Like you still paint it up like your father was, but you're not.
Oh yeah, I'll play it. I'll play it. It did feel a little weird. Mm-hmm. You know, being God. Well, how many games have you got to work? Like what, six? Something, I feel like God of War 1-3, Ascension. Yeah, we got these two, and I think I got a PSP one. Yeah, I feel like it's been like six of them. Yeah, so all of them been based around Kratos. So it would be different for Atreus to be the center of it. Mm-hmm. But I definitely give it a chance. You know, mm-hmm. I give it a chance. I gave Last a chance. Yeah. So
if you haven't played God of War, bro, you have to play. It's almost a must if you have PlayStation or PC now. Excuse me. It's definitely a must, but it's just a movie, bro. If you don't like those kind of games, like it's too hard, stuff like that, whatever, put them in easy mode and
what,
just.
What mode are you playing on?
I'm playing normal. Fuck that. I like having fun. I'm playing normal.
See? I ain't gonna lie.
Probably I'm playing normal.
Yeah, I'm playing normal.
I'm playing on Give Me God of War.
You gonna be our first mission, bro?
I'm playing on Give Me God of War, bro.
You're crazy, bro.
Bro, it's a single player game. It's only a certain amount of content, bro. I'm scratching that to the max, bro. No. Give me God of War, bro.
No, bro. And shit might get too hard norm, bro. I might change settings. He's ain't alive. No. If I fight two backwards, bro, I might have a pause real quick.
And wait, do we know is it starting off immediately with the Thor versus Kratos fight?
I feel like it's not.
I think it should.
I don't think it should, actually.
How's it going to be that peak of Boulder versus...
They could just be, like, traveling somewhere. Or come back home. Yeah, it might start.
I think started. I think started with the Kratos the Thor fight. Bro.
You
think so? I think it should.
Sure, like you been fight. You see, soon your ex. You been fight.
Like I'm talking about. Soon your ex. Boom. The hammer.
You think it's gonna be like off the end of God of War, like the original one?
I don't think so.
I think you play God of War 1, it'll almost seamlessly go into. Cause I feel like the whole idea of one take. Mm. So God of War is a whole one take game. Mm-hmm. Like there's no loading. Unless you died. Like if you didn't die, there was no loading. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like them with that, them keeping that tradition, it'd be amazing. Probably the first time we ever did it, the scene of the game, where it just smoothly turns into like next game.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what it should do.
Now we just talk about like don't give critics like any like stock, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro, God of War is the first game I've ever seen get a 10.
No.
I've never seen game 10.
Elden Ring.
I don't got 10. I forgot 10.
You got 10.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
So
that's not crazy, but you know.
You think Elden Ring 10 is crazy?
No, I mean, it's crazy. Those are the only two games that came out of the same
game. I clear that up. I ain't gonna lie, God of War once got a 10 too. I don't know if it did, but yeah, still got a 10.
Except for in Korea, they hate it. In Korea, they think they give like a 7.
But I am curious to see how the whole spoiler, if you gotta play God of War 1, I guess. You playing on God of War 2, playing God of War 2. Mm-hmm. Kind of weird, you're a freak. I'm curious to see how the whole Loki thing
mesh
up.
The only thing that kind of makes me nervous, bro, and this is more like our fault, my fault than anything, is that I'm gonna feel like I have a not rush to the story, but like you like when I played God of War the first one, I played kind of late, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about spoilers.
Yeah, so like I feel like I don't want to like waste too much time going on the side missions, getting like stuff. I kind of just want to like
you go online, see a Kratos that snapping through his neck.
Yeah, so I don't know, bro. I kind of like.
I agree. Especially me, I think I plan on streaming it.
You'll stream it?
Huh?
You gonna stream it?
Yeah, I think I'm streaming it.
You crazy.
So
you're crazy. I'm
fire, bro. I might turn comments off, I ain't gonna lie. I might turn comments off.
I might have to go off the grid, bro.
I might play on CJ. Don't read the chat at all. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm definitely excited for God of War. You know, this is what I feel about single player games, bro. I'm not excited about them to like damn near in my hand, you know. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like multiplayer games, I'm excited for months ahead, you know. Yeah. But I haven't played God of War since PlayStation 2. That nigga, you need to catch up, bro. Catch up. It's a masterpiece. All right, Xbox can never. Trash Box can never. But yeah, anything else I'm saying? Got a word?
WG.
I didn't feel like a lot of shit can happen in the game that we're not predicted.
Yeah.
And I love that, you know? Yeah. All right, but let's move to some Larry DC shit, all right?
Yes. James Gunn and Peter Safran. I'm not sure who Peter Safran is.
I don't know nigga either.
But they're the new like heads of like DC. So they're part of like the Kevin Feige, if you don't know who it is, of DC now. And I don't know how I feel about it, you know. On one side, I'm glad that they have like some kind of direction, you know. But at the second time, and when James Gunn made a movie, he like kind of like he does research, you know what I mean? He's not like, oh shit, I never read a comic before. I decided to look cool.
Yeah.
He knows the lore from a lot of stuff he does, and I'm excited to see the direction they go in. But I don't want it to become like a comedy fest. You know what I mean? Because his movies are kind of like funny-ish. You know, they have to have some kind of like humor to them. It's not like the freaking what's that whoever made Ragnarok. It's not Taika Waititi, whatever his name is. Not him. It's not that kind of like cringy. But I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it, but I'm nervous. I don't want DC to become like the goofy.
I see. If you know James Gunn, I think he made Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he made Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, imagine that. Well, imagine with DC.
And Suicide Squad, the second one. And Peacemaker. I don't know if you've seen Peacemaker. No. But they're all kind of humorous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I feel like he turned it off and on, you know? Like, I feel like he's not stupid enough to. I feel like.
If I remember the first Guardians of the Galaxy, it got pretty serious in the end, I think.
No.
Did it?
You said they beat him with a dance off, bro.
Wait.
Okay, but for Guardians of the Galaxy, I felt like that was a theme though. Like it was supposed to be like that, you know. Yeah. I don't think that like some like oh man, this can't help make a nigga laugh. But I feel like let's say Batman 2 comes out, all right? Mm-hmm. Joker versus Batman, mm-hmm. And he's like overseeing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna purposely make it feel like some Guardians of the Galaxy shit.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it'll still be a fleshed out good movie, if not better. Cause I feel like he knows what people want. Like he knows what will do good in theaters. And
it's a Pokemon, Batman. It's a Pokemon.
No, you wouldn't.
There's no rule against it, Batman.
But I'm definitely excited to see the new DC because we already seen Black Adam, and Black Adam shaping up to be probably one of the best newer DC movies. I still haven't seen it yet, but
Black Adam's an HBO Max day one. Ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, not like we say before you guys start doing shit with it, but
yeah.
You know. And I know that Peter nigga is, bro. Hopefully he don't fuck it up.
I think he's kind of like more like the level, not level headed, but like he's more like the he picked what movies are like. I think Jim's got like the tone of movies, and Peter's like what movies are important. You know what I mean? Like the overall story.
Okay. Well, I am curious. Yeah.
Guess we gotta see.
Yeah. All right. So I think you're talking right here, Jay.
You know, this tour thing around, like, you have to like, pay, like, $8 a month to get certified.
Is it Twitter?
Hmm? Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk bought that shit.
Yeah.
Niggas getting upset.
Yes.
Earn me that money. But, what are your, like, ideas on that? Like,
paying for social media?
Yeah, actually paying for social media. Do you think it should be required, or you think it should, like...
Never that. I ain't like, the day I pay for social media, I'm not using it anymore.
Yeah. It depends, bro. It depends on what you use it for. Okay, if you're like a huge huge person, like say if you're like a huge artist or you're like a actress, something like that, or you're like a news organization, I think you should pay for it because you're pretty much getting free
promotion,
free platform just to talk to like thousands, if not millions, of people, you know. And the company gets nothing for it, you know, for the most part. They get
so like
pennies on the dime, yeah.
So if you're a big company, they should like
You should pay for it. You should pay for it. I'm never with charging your like the base form people with money because without them you wouldn't have any money in the first place. Like you wouldn't have any ads to play to.
I feel like super simple. Like I feel like if Twitter makes niggas pay for it, someone's gonna make a new Twitter and make it free. You hear me?
I don't know if it'll work.
I don't know. Yeah, they might like
because you don't have the stuff. Yeah, you don't have the not the copyright. It's all about like the name. You don't have the name, the Twitter. Like
you don't need to.
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm
on Glitter, bro.
Guess it. Are you paying for Twitter? If Twitter drops, you paying for it from now to forever.
Like
monthly.
Like let's
monthly,
just say like
monthly.
$2 a month.
$2 a month.
You paying for it?
$2 a month, maybe.
I'm not doing that.
Maybe.
Not doing that. Not doing that.
I'm a lean towards no, but maybe. I would say it. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to log on for 1 month, bro. $2 a month. I'll say, happen,
bro. Bro, like, no. I feel like majority of the world, even Kitty said, hell no. Okay. I feel like majority of the world, if you give something free and then you put a paper behind it after they already had it for years, it's gonna cause outrage.
Yeah,
and that'd be dumb as fuck for them to make everything paid for. Like I can see you can add some paid features, you know, like some cool features that's paid, maybe like moving puffer pictures or like moving like I don't know, backgrounds. But keeping the shit the way it is right now is the best way to keep it alive. I ain't gonna lie, fucking it up right now it would be paying for it.
But I will say, bro, I'm something of a chaotic nigga myself, bro.
Whoa.
I do like the chaos it's causing, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
yeah, like Discord, I'm mostly.
I like that. I like the fake outrage. Like, oh man, oh, $8 and now somebody else freaking can't hear me. First of all, niggas already doing that. And second of all, niggas already doing like a bots doing that shit already. And second of all, like, most of them are not mad that they have to pay $8. They're mad that other people pay $8 for that cheap to get the same level, like, as recognition of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really why they're mad, bro. I thought it was funny that H3 he fucked around and found out.
yeah, I seen that shit when he fucking impersonated Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Bro, nigga, you're not funny, bro. You're 38.
Yeah.
Like, you're not funny no more, bro. Just stop. Stick doing your edgy cancel culture podcast, bro. Just stop, bro. You're not funny.
And like, with Ethan, I don't even go on Ethan hate train, bro, but with his humor and stuff like that, it's like, and his like wokeness, it's fake woke, bro. You know he don't really care about this shit. What the blacks hate? I'm gonna hate this too. Oh, what white niggas hate? I hate that too. That's what you're doing.
Nigga made a joke about gas and some nigga, like his family and something like that.
Yeah, like
bro, you're not funny, bro.
Like, not funny.
Even if bro,
name is hell,
bro. I think people try to like defend him, saying like he's Jewish, so he can make the joke, bro. It's still weird, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a good joke, you know. Like, it was funny. It was a funny joke. Like, it made sense and it's a good punchline. All that shit. Yeah. He just made it. He just said, "If it's the Holocaust, I want you to die first."
Yeah.
Like, bro, what?
Hardy har har.
What? Ethan? What? Yeah. Ethan? He was the nigga fucking. The nigga like the fucking defending niggas like that, bro.
Lie, bro. If you do a crime, you should have to pay for social media.
Wait, what, nigga?
If you do a crime, you should have to pay for social media, bro.
If you do a crime, you're a felon?
Yeah.
You say you're a felon?
Pay for social media.
Hey, Republican CJ, I ain't gonna lie.
That's so random, but
Republican
yeah.
Republican CJ, bro.
Yeah. But I think, you know, okay, let's stop right here, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Is your top producer there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, CJ.
Alright. So, you know, with, obviously, you know, got a war Ragnarok coming out.
Mm-hmm. Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. Obviously a debate of between, would you like gameplay or story more? Like, which do you prefer? Which do you like prioritize?
No, when it comes to video games, bro, I'm buying, I ain't gonna lie. I want both.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
But
crazy.
If I had to pick one, it's always gonna be gameplay over story. I ain't gonna lie. It's always gonna be gameplay.
See there?
Always.
I was gonna say you.
Oh, yeah. Gameplay, yeah, always.
Low-key, I like me a good story. I'm not gonna lie.
Just stop it, bro.
Cause like, what's a game without a story? You know, you're just going from A to B to C. That's all you be doing.
Yes.
That's all you will really be doing. That's what the story connects everything together.
I'm about to use Avengers as an example, but like, this shit, the game for not even that good.
You know what? I think Avengers gameplay is good.
No,
it's good.
It's okay.
It's literally Batman.
No.
It's literally Spider-Man. Spider-Man's what it is.
You think so?
Yes, yeah, Spider-Man, but more characters.
Worse.
I don't think it's worse at all.
I do think it is.
It's not as deep because it's multiple characters, but it's just Spider-Man.
You know what? The Black Panther is the funnest one. Something fun I can't
give Avengers good missions.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it might be 10 out of 10. So, yeah, that's kind of pull your points today. If Avengers had a good story, like, multiplayer story for and story in general, that could be like niggas probably still playing it to this day. You know what I mean?
But the gameplay was bad, then no.
Yeah, if the gameplay is bad, then no.
Yeah, I feel like for a good game you need both, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like some games can have a really shitty story or a simple story,
mediocre.
Yeah, and have great crazy gameplay, aka Last of Us 2, and still be a really good game.
What was the game? Nah, I'm gonna say
to me, I think Last of Us 2 story was bad. But the gameplay was so good that maybe like I love playing
bad
it. I love playing it.
Bad is crazy, bro. You gotta drop that narrative.
It's a bad story.
Last of Us 2 story was not bad, bro. Stop.
Yes, it is. I'm gonna spoil, bro. Spoil for Last of Us, bro. Bro, the way they did niggas carry on that game was garbage. Joel, Jesse, Tommy.
I can still hear you. This
nigga died. This nigga died.
They all died. They all died. This is what he did to him, bro. It's just how do I handle
niggas? How 6'9" bro? Niggas how
6'9"? Bro, I'm just saying, bro. The story it was so bad, bro. But the gameplay was so good, being in the forest as Ellie fighting the tribal niggas, those niggas, that shit was amazing, bro.
Yeah,
but the story was Levin Abby garbage, bro.
The story was good.
It's not.
It wasn't what you wanted.
What Grant's saying is that. What do you rate the game?
Okay, I rate the game probably like a 7.
7 out of 10.
So if it had a good story,
it'd be a 10 out of 10. So. But the gameplay carried the 7. Like the gameplay carried.
So it's like a story only worth 3 points to you?
Gotcha. You know you put that right.
You know you put that right. Well, yeah. That's what you saying. Gameplay matters more than story. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. So you know you put that right.
I'm asking, bro.
Rose was good. Streaming the whole game.
It was great.
Bro,
it was great.
I'm saying first time play, it was a fun experience. But... that's because I look at the whole grand scheme of it, it's always garbage. Like, bro, it felt like it wanted to do shit for shot by you. So close the game, bro. Okay, we have fucking Lev being what was it?
She was like
trans, yeah. And getting outed for no reason. I feel like, bro. Why the fuck niggas care about that right then and there and that in apocalypse? All right, so you did a shitty job. I'm gonna say one more. Right. And then we got Ellie fucking killing the baby, bro. Like, I feel like they do shit. They did shit for shock value. It was like a story.
Well, I don't know. She could have been.
Wait.
Yes. Mel.
No. Oh, did he stab her? Did she stab her?
Like, bro, like it was just shit for shot value. Like, it was like, bro, why? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like,
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate the story.
I'm not saying I hate the story. It was just a bad story. Supposed to be compared to number one. I could just sit back, watch my play the game.
Yeah.
Number two, cannot do that. I would have to play it. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta play it myself.
Gotta play that shit myself.
What do you rate Last of Us 1?
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
okay. 10 out of 10. That shit.
And I rate Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah.
Last of Us 2, I give it.
I don't want to chat.
8
spoilers.
8 or 10.
Huh?
I give Last of Us 2 8 or 10.
No.
8 out of 10.
No.
Wait, do you like the story?
Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, it
was scary.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes, but I feel like the whole setup of her of making that person. Clear ears against the day. Damn, just clear ears, bro. It's clear ears, bro. Bro, the whole setup of making her pregnant, just to kill her is like, bro. Who wrote that? Making Ellie kill dog. Who wrote that, bro?
I didn't kill my dog.
Huh?
Oh yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You had to kill dog. Didn't you?
Yeah, I think the whole time like you not kill any dogs in this game, and then as soon as I get there,
you have to kill Abby's dog, bro. Bro, it's like, bro, it's just like weird shit that I don't know. I don't know what we do. It's like number two felt like propaganda.
I'm good.
Number one felt like a story.
You're not good, bro.
I'm gonna feel like that. I feel like number one, Last of Us 1 had a just good story. It was just a good story because what it was. Number two is just propaganda. Like it wanted you to feel certain ways because it was forcing you. Number one, it made you just feel it naturally. Number two, it had to force you to make it feel it. You know what I mean?
I would say if number one was like precise ice instrument to like for the story, I would say. The way the storytelling on here was a little blunt, you know, it was a little like more in your face. I would say that
it was more like dragging you to make you feel this way. Number one is like, oh my gosh, damn, should I really feel this way? Like, was he really wrong or Joe really wrong? Or number two is like, yeah, that nigga wrong. You know what I feel like?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Okay, from what I'm hearing, it's like, is a difference in storytelling. Like, I feel like Last of Us 2 would be like just a difference in storytelling. Last of Us 1.
I think I feel like
some decisions that niggas make it didn't add to the character. Bro, the Joel situation, bro. Come on now.
Like
Joel, the Joel type situation.
I think we got a little bit off topic.
I think he got soft, but
I mean it's going to be gameplay and story.
I think Joel got a little soft.
It's not about being soft. Mm-hmm. It's about you still know what world you're in. Joe did not forget what world he is, bro.
Yeah.
Tommy did not forget what world he is, bro.
Hey, bro.
He know he bro.
You
bro.
Safe.
Bro, it don't matter, bro. Like, you, bro, so you getting your name you out,
think,
bro.
You think that's uncharacteristic?
Yes, I don't think Joe 1, Joe 2, Joe 3 not doing that, bro. I feel like they wrote that in, like they wrote this character that the Nick Good style.
Yeah,
like that doesn't feel like to me, because I feel like, bro,
the way you don't think going from like what happened between him and Ellie was kind of like a kind of made it like made him put his guard down a little bit. He like he not in the same emotion that he would normally be in.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I'm saying if they did it with Abby. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spoiler. I mean, see, I'm sorry, bro. Like, bro, you gotta play the game already, bro. But, bro. With Joel running into them in the beginning. Like, I'm trying not to spoil up this nigga right here because he ain't played it, bro. All right. Mm-hmm. But with Joel and Tom running into the nigga at the beginning.
Yeah.
Give them their names to that person. Makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because they saved a life. They kind of bonded. Mm-hmm. But then when he walked into like an old whole organization, niggas gunned up, all this shit. They niggas moving tactical. Like, you see niggas move tactical over there.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they doing so close to our base? Like nobody, like, why didn't I think like that, bro? Like, that's stupid to me, bro. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck, bro. Yeah, like, bro. They is not that soft to forget basic shit, you know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, one baseballer, you gotta
play. See, close your ear. You doing the shit down close your ear. Put your whole hand down, bro. La.
Bro. You saying that, but when Joel, when he flashed back to, like, where he said, like, when Ellie and kind of, like, forgave Joel, and he, like, almost cried, bro. Mm. And, like, I had a thug tear going on everybody.
I had
a thug tear.
That shit
when,
hit.
When his mouth started quivering, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, boo.
I'm not saying the whole thing was garbage, but I feel like, but it definitely had some good points, some good moments. That's probably only one of them. I mean, like.
You ain't like the sex scene between Abby and
No! Ew! No! You can up your ears, bro. But yeah, the game I thought that game had more bad moments than good moments. So that's why I just say like, bro, story's bad, bro. It's a bad story. Go back to drawing board, go make Last of Us part 2, all right? and start over, bro. Alright. Start over. But the Last of Us 2 is the perfect reason why I think gameplay matters. Because if Last of Us 2 had shitty gameplay and had a shitty story, I'm not playing it, bro.
What if it had shitty gameplay, great story, shit like horrible gameplay, like Resident Evil 5 like movement?
Not by day one. Not playing day one. I'll probably
get on sale.
I'll get on sale. Maybe PlayStation Plus. I'm definitely not buying it.
Yeah. Well. I mean, look at Telltale games. Like, they sell good, so.
But I feel like those games are not made for gameplay. Like, I'm talking about if a game drops, it's supposed to be a good gameplay game, but it's shitty. But it has a good story. I feel like that's what I'm thinking about right now.
Give me some games that you think were gameplay was great, story kind of like, story pretty lackluster.
Okay, right. Gameplay is great, story pretty lackluster. Yeah. I'm not okay. This sounds. I don't mean to just gas it up, but God of War 1.
God of War.
Yeah, I feel like the story.
Which one?
Like the 2018. I feel like
stop it.
The story. I feel like, stop it. Nigga, what's so crazy?
Stop it.
What's the crazy story?
The whole story was good. What do you mean?
No, it was. I'm saying it was simple. It was simple.
It was simple. Simple does not mean. We talk about Dragon Ball Z. Simple does not mean bad.
It was simple. It was simple. All it was a road trip. That's all it was. The road trip.
It fucking was great. What do you mean?
I'm not saying it was a bad story.
I feel like I had a son by the time. I feel like I have my own son by the
time. Bro, all
I'm saying is. About Kratos, Villain has become a dad.
That's a great story to you today.
Yes, bro. That's a great story to you. That's a good story. What do you
mean? I'm saying there's no plot twist until like the end. Then with the whole Loki thing, yes. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there was nothing like it was a good story, yes. But it was nothing, it was simple. What I'm saying.
Okay, simple does not mean bad. If a game can break, like, tug at you, I don't care if it's like even 2%. If the game can tug you emotionally at any point,
I think God of War's gameplay is better than the story.
I almost think neck and neck. I ain't gonna lie. Me personally, I might argue the story might be a little better than gameplay. A little better.
How?
It's kind of Last of Us-y a little bit. It's a little unoriginal, but it's good. It's not broke. Don't fix it, bro.
Unoriginal is kind of crazy,
bro. I'm not saying the story of God of War was not garbage. Mm-hmm. Was garbage. Wait, I'm not saying it was garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it was like very. Very, I can do a story somewhere else. I can do this in modern time or anything like that. Like it was the whole concept was father bonding with son going on a road trip. That's what it was.
The Jotunheim, you didn't enjoy your trip to Jotunheim.
I'm saying I loved it. But look at that from Burke.
That's not like you love it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. That's not like you love it.
You saw you tolerated it, bro.
Nigga, I'm saying the story wasn't like, oh my gosh, oh my god. It's more like crazy moments. You feel me? Like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I play God of War for the moments, you know? The story, not really. You feel me? I can't wait to Kratos fight Boulder again. I can't wait to Kratos fight fucking Thor's sons.
No,
but it wasn't overall the story of this is why they hate each other. Oh my god, blah 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 blah. It was more like moments. You feel me? Oh my god, Kratos is gonna put a 1v1 a dragon. What the fuck?
Okay, when you were playing the game originally, because you first time played, right?
Yeah.
When me and CJ came here to like watch the game, we didn't come here to watch the game. Your game, bro.
I know.
We're here for the story, bro. We're here for the story, bro.
Okay, like, but
and not because we're God of War fans either. It's because I would argue from God of War 1 to God of War maybe 3. Mm-hmm. God of War 1 to 3, because I didn't play that much. I watched the freaking
play. Yeah, bandwagoner.
God of War 1 to 3, the story wasn't like freaking like, oh shit, I got to end.
The story was good.
It was okay to me. Okay. It's not memorable to me. You know? God of War, the start of God of War right there. That shit was fire, bro. Like it was just good. It was like it felt like a movie.
Moments. And I'm telling you,
the whole thing was.
I'm telling you, it was moments, bro. Boulder versus Kratos. What's the good story about that? There's no good story. It was a crazy hype moment.
No.
That's what it was.
The story was good.
I'm saying,
bro. Even rowing the boat was a fucking story. What are you talking about? Rowing the boat, listen, talk was part of the story, and it was good. There's times when you
roll. You not think I wear a dirt road book?
No, there's times when you go into the mission, right?
Yes.
And they're talking. You don't want to miss the start because in the conversation, it's interesting. That's good.
Yes.
That's good
story. Yes. I'm not saying it's bad. Okay. But I'm saying it is simple. What I'm saying.
I'm saying most games cannot do that. Most the banter between missions.
What do you say? God Warriors.
Like. Rate. How would you rate it?
10 out of 10. That's a 10 out of 10.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Sure. You can't say 10 out of 10 and not have a good story.
I'm saying.
So wait, what's the story?
I'm saying the gameplay was 9. In a story,
no, gameplay was amazing.
Gameplay was 8. Story was
10. What is so crazy and mind breaking about the gameplay of God of War?
It just feels so fluid. Like it felt. It had hella animations. You using the Leviathan.
Did not have animations.
Yes, it did.
It felt pretty good.
I didn't feel like I was constantly seeing the animation over and over again. I did not feel like that. Fight, bro. I feel like a god, bro. I feel good.
They made the fight's fun. I get that. They made the fight's fun.
Like the fight, the main thing I hyped about was getting the fight, bro. Getting the fight. See the crowd niggas like, oh shit, doing, going. What's
rage? Bro, and they made every punch feel like it was like you were punching.
Bro, like tackle niggas, like and then like running, like doing some football shit, bro. That shit was legendary, bro.
Yeah, then like as the curious. I feel like trends get better.
Yeah.
At the same time,
boy.
But
and boom,
bro. So it's bro. They infuse. They found a way.
That's not
the
story. That's gameplay.
That's gameplay.
They infuse story into the game.
That's gameplay. Him getting better as the game went on.
It's gameplay.
He getting more useful. Game. No, it's not.
Kansas.
No, it's not.
Kansas.
He can
store.
He can infuse.
No. He could have got better. He could have got the same moveset. He could have only been better in cutscenes. Nigga, that's gameplay, bro. That's gameplay.
I think story. It has a story too.
I'm saying the story was cool.
There's
right?
plenty of games that came out where something horrible happens to the freaking main character, and your gameplay doesn't change that much, your gameplay doesn't move. It's part of the story too, bro. It's a mixture. I mean, halfway. It's a mixture, bro.
I'm saying our gameplay carried. That's what I'm saying.
Go back to last.
I asking myself that nigga. What you say?
You mean going back to Last of Us?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot, bro.
I feel like the God of War kind of copied the Last of Us layout. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kinda, but almost everything. It differentiates up to me to the point where like it didn't feel like a copy and paste. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's copy and paste, but I'm saying the story mode on God of War was not that crazy. Like it was. It was good, as in like, okay, the story mode was great. I'm running wrong. Story mode was great in God of War, okay, mm-hmm. But the story overall
mm-hmm.
was not that crazy. You see what I mean? But the moments it had crazy moments, like, but like you could literally just separate them and they'd still be crazy. Oh, God, tiny man fights giant dragon with sun.
But
that's crazy, you know.
But the story is what leaves those moments, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what anything.
I think you're misusing.
That's what anything. But I'm saying
It's the gameplay, though. It's the gameplay of fighting a fucking dragon today as a tiny person. That's what I'm saying. It's almost the Elden Ring effect. Well, we got a word to me. Mm-hmm. Elden Ring Sword was not that good, but the gameplay was so good at Elden Ring that we just, I'll give it a 10, you know?
I think that's a good example. That's a good example of gameplay
carrying over.
Because the story for Elden Ring, I still don't understand that shit. I ain't gonna
lie. I'll give.
Every nigga I killed.
Bro, I know I'm a target.
Bro. Every nigga I killed, I don't know why I killed him, bro. I thought I was Goku, bro.
I just killed him, bro.
I was Goku, bro. You're strong. Let's fight. You're strong. Let's fight.
But yeah, I kind of feel him. Okay, obviously, God of War Story is better than Elden Ring, but it's not like. That
God of War,
Elden Ring
story. Bro, I don't even know what Elden Ring story is.
Elden Ring story is borderline bad,
huh?
Elden Ring story is borderline bad. Right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's way too complex, way too complicated.
No, it's not.
You need to read a whole chapter book to understand what's going on.
It's literally on some Lord of Rings.
Like, well, I understand it. Like, okay, you take souls from we pretty much like taking their like essence. Bro, you come to Elderlord, bro. That's it.
No, all this freaking the people's names and shit. Like, didn't I just kill you?
Nigga? Didn't understand.
Didn't I just kill you, bro?
right now, we're talking about God of War / Elder Ring.
Yeah.
Didn't know why the city crumbled exactly. Why
am I fighting this nigga in tiny horse, bro? Why are we beefing, bro?
Bro, all I'm saying, okay, yes, Elder Ring sword was not the strongest point.
Mm.
Yeah.
But just like God of War, I feel like.
Just like God of War?
No. Yes. I feel like why'd you love Elden Ring?
Because gameplay.
Gameplay.
Like, okay, like what do you mean gameplay? Like what moments?
Like
it's fighting strong niggas. Like, that's it.
Getting better at the game.
Yeah.
Okay, but
it's my story.
What's the highlights?
Killing strong niggas, bro.
Like fighting Melina. Fighting the Elden Lord.
The first boss.
I'm saying it's the same thing with God of War. Like, it's just moments. Fighting this immortal nigga, okay? That's threatening your family. They're fighting the dragon. They're fucking fighting this giant thing and fighting the thing and fighting over there. You and yourself jumping niggas, bro. The story is not that complex. You feel me? It's not that.
I think why it's so hard to decipher.
Now, God of War 2 definitely more story heavy. I agree.
I think it's hard to decipher because the story has to do with no load and shit. The story is kind of ingrained into the freaking gameplay, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the cutscene is you fighting. Like, you are doing the cutscene, you know? Like, there's little moments where you're not really controlling the character.
Yeah.
But for most of the cool parts, you're kind of controlling it, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, that's what God of War is. It's just cool parts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think it's also part of the story. Like, it feels like I'm watching the cutscene, but I'm part of the cutscene. If that makes sense. Did a good job making the
I'm not saying it did an amazing job at missing gameplay with story. But I'm saying if the story was as normal. We're not playing God of War, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying the story isn't that crazy, and we still played it because the gameplay carried it.
The story was great.
Wait, I don't understand.
I'm saying,
what'd you say? What are you
bad saying? Gameplay. You're not playing it because the story was not that good. The story was not that good for you to watch it.
I might.
Gameplay? Like, wait.
He said the gameplay is bad. Would you be on a beat? Like, would you have sat through the whole story of God of War?
I don't think I could, actually. If the gameplay was bad?
Yes! I'm saying the story was not that good for you to sit back and just watch it. It wasn't that good. It was not that good. It was. It had good moments, but it was only good moments because you played it.
I think they have to, like, tweak it a little.
But it was good when you played it.
But that's not fair because you were playing, you're playing the story part. Like, you were playing, the cutscenes were you. So you can't, if you take it away, you have to change the game, you have to change the gameplay completely. It had to be the parts where you saw, where it was just like just a freaking cutscene. And if it was a cutscene, it would be good, bro. I would play the game at the next cutscene.
That would be like a movie.
Like a Mortal Kombat game. Like, say for Mortal Kombat had a great story, right?
Yeah.
If the girl's story is that great, I'll beat all the bosses just to play the story. Because I want to know what the story is. Not because I fucking love fighting games like that. Like, if the story is that good, then I'm playing it. Like, I'm playing it. I think the story is great. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm saying the story is good. But I'm saying God.
You went from great to good.
bro, but story is good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the gameplay is just what makes it God of War. That's what makes it God of War.
It's so fused in that game, bro. The story and gameplay is so fused that it's hard to take apart. It's no losing.
I'm saying I can play God of War. I can play God of War, survival mode. For like an hour, like hours, you know, like hours straight, bro. I feel like I could, like, as long as they had variety and stuff like that, I play it for hours.
Cause I feel like the content was just so fucking good. It was so fleshed out. It was so many options, so many ways you could play. So many like combos you can throw.
I understand. Throw it back,
and catching it, bro. Like, bro. So maybe your son shooting out of midair with fucking the trades and shit like that, bro.
I understand where you come from. I think you're just downplaying the story.
Yeah, I think downplaying the story. If it wasn't 50-50, bro, it was pretty close, bro.
I think it's 70-30.
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie. 70-30.
I feel like the low you can go like 60-40.
Yeah. I say story. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say 60-40 story, bro.
What?
60-40 story, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, stop. That's no. No.
Cause okay, if the game was fire and the story was bad,
yes,
it would not be that good of a game.
Yeah.
If the game was fire, the same gameplay, and the story was not that good, it would not be. It would be like a six. It'd be like a six.
No, it would not. Yeah. No, it would not.
Yes, it would.
No,
it would not. The gameplay is not that freaking groundbreaking for it to get higher than a six. No,
nigga, name a game that got name a game that feel like out of work.
Last of Us feel like out of work. What are you talking about? Yes, it does.
The only thing about Last of Us is the shoulder point. The combat is not for Last of Us.
The weight of the character was at Last of Us. The aiming for the Last of Us. The punching and shit feels like Last of Us. What are you talking about?
It's not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Exactly. Nigga, you are picking niggas up.
Oh, God of War.
That's what you play for Last of Us.
Well, I feel like I get the same feeling. I get the same like mobility feeling as Last of Us, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's how it feels.
I disagree.
It's not groundbreaking. It's not. It's not going to
be the gameplay.
All right, but we get into this annoying a lot.
Yeah.
God of War is not a bad. It's crazy how we just fucking. I was gassing up God of War at the beginning, but I'm saying God of War is still a great game, 10 out of 10 game. All right.
Yes.
But I'm saying the gameplay to me personally, I feel like the gameplay just elevates to a whole new level. If the gameplay was mediocre and we had good story, and then it would just wouldn't be the game of God of War we love. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
they go
hand in hand.
Yes.
I feel like they murdered it perfectly.
I don't.
I just don't think so. Like when I think God of War, I think about fighting this nigga. I don't think about, oh damn, he got betrayed by this nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh damn, he learns about him, he learns about that, blah 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 blah. You get what I mean?
I mean, I think I do though. Like sometimes.
Mm.
Like when I think of God of War, I really think of the Boulder versus the Kratos fight.
Mm.
And there was no story behind that really. It was really just niggas do at the beginning. We didn't understand what was going on.
If you listen to talking, but you hear them talking, it is a story. Story behind it.
Not really.
Yes, it is. It was,
you go away. I know what you are. That's what it was.
The dialogue is story. What are you talking about? The dialogue is story.
I'm saying that I can skip that and just leave in the quirky moments of him talking trash and I would still enjoy it.
It's just different between that and it's just like back and forth, like little quips back and forth, like you're fighting a Spider-Man goon. It's not the same. Hey, get down here, Spider-Man. Oh, come get me. It's not the same thing. They'll talk, it was dialogue while you're here. Oh, then it's not your business. What, you know, like.
I'm saying, it's dialogue. I'm saying that dialogue didn't matter that much. Alone, it kept a little bit of it. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you just downplay the story, bro.
Yeah, and especially after the fact, if you go and beat the game and you go back to the first mission, the dialogue does matter.
Like I'm saying, playing God of War day one, not understanding what Boulder is there for exactly, you still gonna love it. You love it more playing it again. But yes, but I'm saying the game was so good that fight, you was just oh my god, I love this game. I literally seen niggas play God of War, and they didn't even boring as fuck. They get to the boulder fight. Oh my god, what is this? Oh my god, I've seen that, bro. And it's not because of the story of them building up to.
You don't remember after he like beat Boulder, he was going back to his home. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not ready, bro. You didn't feel that? What? Like,
come on, the trades isn't ready.
Yes, bro.
Okay, I'm saying that was good. But that's not what niggas think about when they're kind of war. They think about the fight, nigga. They don't think about, oh, the aftermath of the fight. Oh, damn. I got to my son, oh my god. He's not ready for this yet. No.
But that's part of the story, though.
Part of the story.
No, but I'm saying it's the fight, though. The fight, that's the gameplay. If the gameplay, if that fight was garbage, it's like, if it's some fucking, quit that bit, hold on. No one gonna fuck about the bullet fight, bro. It's not about oh damn, this nigga came in though, but he had a CD fight, but he's learned that he's God. Oh, but the fight was garbage. Oh damn, he's gonna fight a dragon, but this shit kind of mid as fuck. No, it's about the gameplay of those fights being so amazing that it just elevated a whole different moment to me. It elevated a moment times two. You know what I mean?
It, I don't know. It's somewhere because it's
like I'm not saying the story like again. Story's bad, but I'm saying the gameplay is. Doing the work, bro. It's doing the work, bro. It is doing the work.
No,
you are more excited to see how crazy that fight gonna be between Kratos and
Part of the fight is a story also.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I agree. Yes.
If the fight was bad, bro, and then like it's like old games when like okay, the last punch, it no, okay, the fight is bad. The last punch is just a cutscene. What it should have been. What fight is that you know of being to be like you grab the tree. The last punch, you beat the story, bro. You beat the story because it looked that good.
Wait, say it again.
Okay, you fight the boss, right?
Yeah.
It's normal freaking dodge punch. Last bar, you hit him, and the cutscene start. And the cutscene is the story that you know from God of War right now. Like him throwing the tree, him tackling each other off the cliff, get away from my home, all this stuff. All dialogue, the whole fight, normal fight that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You beating the game, bro. Even if the fight is bad, that cutscene alone of that gameplay, you beating the game. You beating it. Yes, you are. There's no way you're not beating it.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you are.
Definitely. But we know that now.
Yeah.
I think God of War story is good, but the gameplay carries it. They think it's hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
We disagree. Shout out y'all for coming through. Yes, hit a like button, hit a sub if y'all haven't. Join Discord, link in the description.
Yes,
if y'all want to, next time y'all can suggest topics in the Discord. I think hashtag, what's it called? Request topics?
Yeah.
Request topics. So if y'all have any hot takes, anything y'all want to talk about for next stream, thank y'all for coming through. Follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle. I feel like I've been getting out of under, you know, if y'all want to engage in
bro, this thing
you
wake up at 6 a.m.
I am a Twitter hater, bro. I am a Twitter hater. All right.
You're sick of waking up at 6 a.m. and start hating. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, follow Twitter, Studio Struggle. Instagram, Struggle Studio _. You also have a YouTube Gaming. All right, Struggle Studio Gaming. I'm going to go live on that right after this, all right? So,
tell Nikki 46.
We can chat some more on there. Can
you see that?
Who could have been said? Pause. But y'all, appreciate y'all coming through. W Stream, W Podcast, we out.
Deuce.
Oh, shit.